Thanks for joining us today on CC and Doc Talk, where we talk about everything under the sun. You never know quite what you're going to get, but you'll always be entertained. Hello and welcome to CC and Doc Talk. Today we are going to talk about hiking tips and trail etiquette because we happen to be out here in the beautiful Superstition Mountains of Arizona and we've been doing a lot of hiking and summer is coming and that is the season for hiking. And so we just thought we would take a stab at
this. Wait a minute. Wait till I get my cheese curds so I can eat something on the trail and leave some garbage along the edge of the trail and just toss the wrapper right down because you don't carry out what you bring in.
So that's a good place to start. So there seems to be maybe a slight division of...
There's just a newness.
Yes. There's a different population
of... Oh, just put it out there like it is.
There's a different population of camper and hiker out there these days since
COVID. There's newbies, rookies.
Since
COVID.
You're
trying to be nice.
I'm not. Oh. I'm really not. I'm just like, since COVID... There's a different...
Remedial hikers.
That's exactly it. Like hiking virgins, camping virgins. And yet, some of this, to me, is common sense.
That's a superpower, though. That is not
you're right.
a hiking...
You are so right.
That's common not a hiking super. Requirement. Yeah. However, it would be really nice because if they had common sense, they would wear the right footwear. They would bring water with. They would have the right gear. They would have a backpack. They would have a hat. They would be have some, whatever it is. But no.
We sound really snarky and old right now.
We are snarky
sarcastic.
And old.
Sarcastic.
Well, what we've witnessed over
Judgy.
The last few days. Well, I was trying to lighten the mood a little and leave my wrapper on the ground.
Don't forget to leave your poop bag on the ground, too.
Oh, yeah. What's with the dog poop bags? People are now at least putting them in the bag, but then they're leaving the bag. And then I think they think, well, I'll get it on the way back. Nobody remembers getting it on the back way back. So now you got all these dog poop trails.
Dog poop trails.
All right. So what's some tips, tricks, or proper etiquette?
For hiking.
For hiking.
Or for whatever.
For
whatever.
Hiking.
Hiking.
Yeah. Where the
whatever this topic is.
Wear the proper footwear. Recently, we have seen like these little slide-in, what are they, Nike slippers,
like,
sandals.
Like pool,
deck
not
shoes.
Not like Sperry topsiders, but like people that kids wear,
just
that
the
kids
little
wear
strap
at the side
over
of the pool.
Top of the foot, and they're flat as could be on the bottom. And you know what? They make really good skis because we watch this kid just slide right down the hill with those on.
We have been on some very rough terrain and some pretty technical trails in the last few days. And yeah, that is just one of those things that I'm like, really?
We're not snarky. We're just reporting what we've observed.
Yes. It's all factual judgy.
Yeah. Idiots on sandals. And bring water with. It's the desert. Always bring more water than you think you'll need. And people should carry their own water. I see it, you know, where one person's carrying water and they think it's going to be enough for the whole family. And the family of 8 or 10 or 12 or whatever it is. It's like
that one bottle.
That one Nalgene bottle they're carrying. I'm like, okay, that's going to work. How's that working for you? Oh, it's empty. Mm-hmm. Remember that? We did see a young girl. Her face was beet red.
She was, yeah.
She was beet red. And they were on their way down from a very strenuous
and
1,500
Dad was,
elevation.
Dad was probably close to our age, and he was hauling ass.
He was
actually
moving.
Kicking those kids' butts, those high school kids'
butts. Yeah, and these
butts.
Little kids were running along behind, and they had no water with, no food with, wrong footwear on, and she was beet red. She's going to have heat stroke. But anyway, you know what? Live and learn.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes even when you have plenty of water, you can still...
You have to stop and drink it. No.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you can still have a problem. Remember when we did that hike down Havasupai? I drank my entire bladder, and I still ended up with heat stroke and had my legs cramped up for 3 days.
That's probably because we brought too much gear with us that are... No.
No, I think we let the,
we do
the
bring
donkeys
a lot of,
carry it down.
We do bring a lot of gear with us. But, and speaking of a lot of gear with us, that's because what do we always have with us?
Well, we always have water. We always have a good knife in case we need it for something. We always have, I always have toilet paper and we have a shovel. We also have what we call it a wee pee, but it's actually a female urinal. Works great, by the way. We always have a sun hat. We always have a bandana. We always have like an ear band or one of those little neck gaiter things in case it gets cold, because believe it or not, in the desert at night, it actually gets pretty stinking cold. Well,
we've
Colorado
been caught
too.
Off guard in August.
We have.
Snowstorm where it starts out and you think it's 80 degrees and a thunderstorm rolled in and it was freezing. And there was this couple, they were in just shorts and a tank top, and we actually dug out, you know, like fleece pants out of our bag.
Right.
I don't know what we showed up with, but it was definitely some heavy duty gear we dug out of our bag and enough to get us warm.
So. Well, and Arizona has not actually been that warm. And so, you know, we always have a lightweight
jacket
tucked into our pack.
And we usually, and even if it's warm, we wear pants.
Yeah. Well, and so let's
and
talk
not
about
blue jeans.
Let's talk about good gear. So yeah, blue jeans don't do a good job.
They dehydrate you. They pull the water out of your system.
They do. So a good, you know, if you can get a decent pair of technical hiking pants, heck, you can even buy them at Walmart these days. Good hiking boots. And honestly, we wear the long pants, especially in the desert and in Colorado too, because of the snakes.
We did see a rattlesnake, yeah.
We did. And
a javelina and whatever else was going to jump out us in the middle of the night. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Oh, not in the desert. Point being, you never know what you're going to run into or what might run into you or after you. So we've been very blessed in that area, we haven't had things running after us. But
in Colorado, there are bears. In Arizona, there are other things to be aware of. And so you have to be smart about your choices when you're hiking. And then let's talk a little bit about trail etiquette. So one of our big things is, because we were taught this, if you think we're old school, we were taught this by a real old school hiker.
And he's a hiker from Switzerland. He grew up in Switzerland. So the proper Swiss trail etiquette is people have the right of way and people on the uphill climb on the way up have the right of way.
So up has right of way, which means that if you're hauling ass downhill because
you want to run this course in your flip-flops,
right, then
you have no water,
then you need to step aside and let the people coming up actually have the right of way, because it is much harder to restart when you're going uphill after you've lost momentum of stopping. So you don't make the people going uphill stop. You stop if you're coming downhill, let the uphill people keep going. And then you can go on your merry way downhill.
And if you're a cyclist, even though you're hauling ass down that hill, it is proper. You let the pedestrian, you stop, and the pedestrians have right of way.
Yes. Yep. And then the other thing is, on the trail, I know folks, I mean, okay, I'm just going to say this. We like dogs. And I don't like everybody's dog. And I don't believe that everybody's dog needs to like me. And
be off the leash all the time.
Correct. So, you know, I understand that most people believe that they have very well-behaved dogs and that they are
really not
under their command, voice command. But we find that that's not often the case hiking. So keep your dog on a leash. If your dog's running downhill, it can trip somebody up. And in my case, I still have stomach scars that are healing. If your dog decides to jump on me while I'm hiking and, you know, hits me in the stomach a certain way, I'm not going to be a happy girl. And quite frankly, you know, there are dogs out there that get excited and they want to jump on strangers.
They want to give you a nice French kiss.
Yes, yes,
after
yes.
They've been licking whatever, who knows what.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm really, really a proponent of keeping your dog on a leash. I realize that's not entirely popular with everybody. And I'll go back to, please, if you're going to hike with your dog, pick up your dog's poop. And take the freaking bag with you, because it's bad enough when you leave poop on the ground for somebody to step on, but it's even worse if you leave a bag of poop on the ground, because now there is no possible biodegradability because those plastic bags don't biodegrade. So now that the trail is full
of contained, now we have little baggies along all the trails.
And speaking of that litter, the joke that Amy made at the beginning, please, for goodness sake, pick up your trash.
Pack out. Leave no trace.
Take out. And
stay on trail for that matter, right? You know, all these people going off trail would then cause the erosions. What other little etiquette thing? Oh, don't kill the guy at the back.
In the back.
Don't kill the old guy at the back of the
Don't
pack.
Kill the slow person in your party.
That's what it is. This was just yesterday. There were three men hiking, and a couple of them probably in their 60s, 70s, but definitely one of them was close to 80s, 90 or 100 or maybe 103. And And the guy up front, he was a husky guy. You'd think that he was going to be the slow one, but no, he had something to prove. So he was on a mission. And the older guy in the back was really, really struggling.
He was having a hard time. And well, but they were moving at such a fast pace. Like, I think he would have been fine if he'd been moving at a normal pace.
Right, yeah. Just, I mean, if they would have actually walked the trail. But I think they were trying to sprint it. And they were trying to kill this guy. And it might have been intentional. I don't know. Maybe it could have been his younger sons trying to knock him off. Like, it's like, let's take Dad for a hike. It's the weekend. Let's go do that.
He's got a lot of life insurance.
And it expires next month. We need to take care of this soon.
The poor guy was like, I think I need to stop and take a picture. And they're like, no, keep going.
And he's like, yeah, can we stop and get a picture here? And the one up front is like, oh, rolling his eyes. And I kind of made a comment. I go, you're going to kill that. I said, you're going to kill the guy at the end of the pack there. And I said, you know, and anyway, but he was still had something to prove and get up the trail as quick as possible.
They did make it up and they did make it down. So, you know, more power to him. But
I think only two made it out.
That poor guy in the back. So, but here's the thing, like when you're hiking with kids, when you're hiking with somebody younger, when you're hiking with somebody who's, you know, less skilled as you, always put them in front because then they can set the pace. And here's what I'm going to tell you.
Or in the middle, yeah.
If you hike with people that you don't usually hike with and they're of a lesser skill level with you, you just really need to suck it up and be willing to go slower. And that just means you enjoy the ride a little bit better. You enjoy the journey. You take in the sights and the sounds and the smells. And right now in Arizona, there's been so much rain. So the wildflowers are amazing. So then you actually get to be more in the moment hiking.
Look up. Enjoy. Yeah.
It's not a bonsai to the end of the trail.
I've hiked the Grand Canyon more than once, and I remember somebody saying that, you know, there's nobody at the bottom with the stopwatch, and, you know, you're not trying to break any records, and even when you go down or when you come back up, if all you think is that it was hot and steep and rocky and hard, you didn't do it right.
Right.
And so, you know, I remember stopping and taking my boots off and putting my feet up and, you know, just really enjoyed the hike.
Absolutely.
And in some cases, I remember more than once, and when I used to hike in the desert, if I would do a descend, I would hide frozen water bottles at the bottom of the climb mm-hmm. or the descent. And so that way, when I would get back, I would find those water bottles that had been unfrozen. And I would have them as fresh water before I would start the ascent out.
Just as long as you remember your water bottles better than you remember the poop bags, better than people remember poop bags.
Well, I'm not going to carry their poop bags out with me, but I did find my water bottles, and I did have nice fresh water to come out of the canyon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I did just think of a couple more things.
All right, rattle them off.
I just have a couple more things in my backpack. So I do always carry, I carry Benadryl, I carry like a Tylenol or aspirin, something like that. We usually have like a mini first aid kit or something with something, Band-Aids and barrier wipes for like blisters, things like that.
Oh, you started putting those on before the hike.
I did. I started putting, so I have some barrier wipes left over from my ileostomy, and barrier wipes, they kind of put a second layer of skin on you. And so I started putting them on my feet in those blister prone areas before you hike. And then I also carry lip balm in my backpack. And the other thing that I've realized is the absolute best hiking socks ever are usually wool, and they wick moisture away from your feet. So even in the summertime, the wool hiking socks actually do the best for your feet. So whether you're a fan of the Smart Wool brand or just any type of merino wool, just make sure that they're moisture wicking, and they will definitely, they'll work, they move better in your hiking shoes, and you get a lot less blistering from those.
Yeah.
Hiking poles.
Hiking poles. So hiking poles, I forget exactly how much poundage it takes off of your knees, even over a short amount of time, to use hiking poles. And to learn to use them properly, it really does. It's more of an all, it kind of distributes the hike and the experience of the hike and the strenuousness of it across your whole body, as opposed to just on the knees. And so I highly recommend hiking poles. Love them. Lightweight, telescoping.
You might hear some of our local birds out here. We're actually sitting outside here in Arizona.
At the base of the Superstition Mountains. Yeah. It's beautiful.
So you might be hearing some wildlife while we're doing this podcast.
And the other, my last comment is, know the trail that you're going to go on. You know, nowadays you can look up the name of any trail and there's comments out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get helpful hints. How long is it? How strenuous is it? Is it, you know, is it an easily marked trail? We just did a hike and a comment after comment after comment was easy to get lost on this trail, easy to get lost on this trail, stay left, you know, get a map. And so I did quite a bit of homework on the various trails in this area so that even if we didn't have service, I had screenshots on my phone. I had the map screenshotted. I had their comments, you know, at mile 0.8, stay to the left. At mile 1.5, go this way. And so I screenshotted all those. So I had pictures on my phone. And know the trails. Know where you're going. It's really easy. I'd say I'm a fairly savvy hiker. I've hiked over 100 miles of the Colorado Trail. And you and I have hiked hundreds and hundreds of miles over the years. And I've gotten off trail twice, and how fast and easy it is, and getting into the scree.
And one time was the other day.
Yeah, I wasn't about to mention that. And we did have service. We were able to pull up the trail, and we were just very close, one ridge over, and we made it over and on trail and back. But just, you know, being savvy about the maps and where the trails are.
And not always expecting, I think you brought up a good point, not always expecting to have service or GPS, because that's not always the case when you're out in the middle of nowhere. And so I do carry an extra charger for my cell phone. I do carry my cell phone. And sometimes, some days, these plans have like SOS on your cell phone. So if you don't have reception, you could still get emergency services, but you're not going to get GPS. And so we actually carry an extra phone from a different provider so that we can have that kind of backup for emergency service, but really being aware of the safety aspects, and a headlamp, because you never know when you're going to get stuck at night. And I think we used to carry a lighter.
Well, I have matches that are wrapped in tin foil in a baggie so that they can
in
stay
case you
dry.
Ever have to, yeah, absolutely. And always take more water than you need. Always, always, always more water than you need.
Absolutely. And one other strategy is make sure that you have a cooler back at your car with cold water and beer in it waiting for you. Oh, for that nice long drive home.
And apples and carrots and things that are good for you, too.
And bring some snacks. Bring some food, you know. Oh.
Yeah, food, hiking, food.
You noticed the other day that...
So back in the day, before my semicolon, I actually hiked better on somewhat of an empty stomach, but that is no longer the case. My body now needs fuel to hike and to do anything active, actually. And so the other morning we got up and we ate our Greek yogurt with our blueberries and our bananas and my fiber cereal on top of it. And I thought that was going to be like the perfect hiking food. Well, we ended up doing 1500 elevation gain in the first mile and a half. And I was literally out of energy by the time we got up to the wave cave. And so we had our peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. And I ended up eating my peanut butter and jelly sandwich right then. And I realized that the peanut butter did so much better for my body. And I got so much energy back in such a quick amount of time. I've now decided that my go-to food for hiking is going to be peanut butter and jelly. So now I'm going to have half of my peanut butter and jelly before I leave on the trail. And I'm going to have the other half, you know, halfway in, so that I have all the energy that I need to come down. And then, of course, we also carry snacks. Like, I also carry Rice Krispie treats. Those are things that help me with my semicolon to not always, not necessarily have to go on the trail, and it's kind of a thickener. So it makes it easier for me, but something with a little sugar isn't so bad when you're out hiking and exerting.
And we do at least have a small shovel that we hike with in case you have to go out there. We have toilet paper with, we have the female urinal with, and then we have a shovel in case we do have to go, and we just bury it at least 6 inches down.
So. Nuts, crackers are okay. Anything with a little salt is okay too, especially if you're somebody who sweats a lot.
I'm talking about the food too, if you have to go too.
Food and poop.
Bury those granola bars at least 6 inches down, you know.
That's our life these days. Food and poop. And speaking of pooping, you do need to bury that shit, because that is the rule, and you need to bury it good and far down. And if you can't bury it, I now carry those little blue vomit bags in case I ever have an emergency. I could actually go in the bag, wrap that up,
and then you just set it along the trail with the dog poop. All right, on that note,
I would throw mine away. Just saying. Not going to leave somebody my poop on a trail.
And put your fires out when you're campfire, when you have
a
campfire.
Oh, my God.
And the amount of the fires that we've come across that have been smoldering. And we just had a fire in La Vida, Colorado, because somebody had a controlled burn. And a month later, some embers jumped up and started a little wildfire. So
that was
there
shocking.
You have it. Anyway,
that was shocking.
We are off trail now.
Yes.
So stay on trail.
And only take as much weight as you can carry, because that weight gets real heavy once you're a couple miles into a hike.
Yeah, carry your own stuff.
Exactly. All right. Well, we
enjoy getting outside. Enjoy the great outdoors. Go soak in some great nature. Get out on a hike and be smart. Use some common sense and be trail savvy.
Thanks for listening. Explore on foot.
Find us at CCNDoc and hashtag unexpected
road trip if you want to see the current road trip on social media.
Hashtag unexpected road trip.
Thanks for tuning in to CC and Doc Talk. We'd love for you to follow us on social media at CC and Doc. That's CCNDOC. And you can visit our website at ccanddoc.com. We also take monthly donations to support this broadcast if you're so inclined. We'd love to hear your comments, suggestions, and questions, and we'll do our best to respond. Thanks, and have a fantabulous day.